Please turn to Psalm 121. As we confess our sins this morning, we'll look first to the Word of God here with this psalm. This is the Word of God. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. This is God's word. As we confess our sins this morning, we recognize that what we are doing when we confess our sins is to say that we need help. We are needy people in need of much help. And this psalm calls us to remember that our God is our helper and that he helps us in every way we need to be helped in. He keeps us, he preserves us, he guides us, he's always with us. There's far too many people that still believe the Bible says God helps those who can't help themselves. Or God helps those who help themselves, excuse me. Now that phrase is attributed to Benjamin Franklin, who put it in his Poor Richard's Almanac, but it's not in the scriptures. Instead, the scriptures teach that God helps those who trust in him. God helps those who call upon him. God helps those who are unable to help themselves. That is what verse 2 says. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And he says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Why does he say that? Why would we look to the hills? Well, I think what he's doing is calling us to look to the hills which the Lord has made, and then to look beyond those hills to a much higher power than the hills themselves. What do you do when you look to the hills? We have lots of hills here in Colorado. They're called mountains. They're quite majestic. Some of them reach 14,000 feet above sea level. We have Pikes Peak and Mount Elbert, and you look to these incredible hills. You lift up your eyes to the hills, and what do the hills say? What do they tell you? They testify that they have been made by somebody else and one who is very mighty. They testify that there is a God who created all these things and he is powerful. If you ever noticed, those mountains, they point upwards, don't they? They point up to the God, the creator of all things. And so we look to the hills not for help, but to be pointed to our help. And that is the creator of heaven and earth. And that's why when we sing the hymn, I sing the mighty power of God, we say, I sing the mighty power of God who made the mountains rise. This is the God who established not only the Rocky Mountain Range, but the Himalayan mountain range, 29,000 feet above sea level. It's incredible. This is the God who helps you, brothers and sisters. Therefore, when you come to ask the Lord for help, you come to a God with unlimited resources, unlimited power, and unlimited love and mercy for his children. So this psalm is a great comforting reminder to us of his help and protection. Verses 3 and 4 tell us that he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. There are times when we are afraid that help is not coming. We can feel abandoned. We think the Lord is not present. He's not here at this moment. He's not helping in the way that we wish to be helped. And when we think this, we are reframing our picture of God into a man. We're making God like a human being who is, human beings are often distracted. Human beings are busy. Human beings are limited. And human beings are also often asleep. For about 8 to 10 hours each day, human help is completely useless. Our human helpers are unconscious. From 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. or longer, But our God never sleeps, brothers and sisters. He's never slumbering. He's never away. And therefore, you can depend upon his help. He is there, as Psalm 46 says. He is a very present help in trouble. He is not far from us. As the maker of the heavens and the earth, he takes care of even the small details. He's got big details to take care of, like the going of the sun around, the going of the earth around the sun. But he's also involved in the very smallest details of our lives, down to the very hairs of our head being numbered. Not only does the Lord demonstrate his love by daily helping us, but he has given us his beloved Son. He has, before the foundation of the world, known us, chosen us in Christ, redeemed us, reconciled us, and given us his Holy Spirit to bring us to eternal life forever. So if this is our God, brothers and sisters, then we must confess that when we think of him as a man, as a human being limited in his resources, we're not thinking of the right God. Our God is not asleep. Our God is not away on a trip. Our God is not too busy to help us. And so let us not think of him in this way. Now, as we confess our sins this morning, we must praise our God who has helped us from our births to the very present day. He has been our help. He has not allowed us to fall into evil. And so let us confess any doubts about the Lord's ability to help us and come to the Lord of grace who forgives us of all of our sins. And so now, as we confess our sins this morning, I invite you to confess any sin that you want to bring before the Lord. This is the throne of grace, and he promises to forgive us through Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our merciful Savior, who has fully atoned for all of our sins through his death. We praise you now that you are always with us. You are our keeper, our shade at our right hand. Thank you, Lord, for preserving us, for guiding us, for keeping us from this time forth and forever. Forgive us, Father, for doubting your help, for doubting your presence, for thinking that you're away or asleep. Give us, O Lord, a strong confidence in your help, that you are a God who is very near, very present in times of trouble. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.